My name is Wilfred, actually, is my full name, and my friends call me Wilf, so you can all call me Wilf. And I'm here with my wife, Sharon, and my five children. I have Nathan, who's almost 15, Kristen, who's 13, so we have two teenagers in the house. Then we have Brad, who's 9, Ryan, who's 7, and Lauren, who's now 5. So we have a wonderful family that the Lord has given us. And we live in Vineland, Ontario, so that's not far from Niagara Falls. So if you're ever out in that area, that's where we're living. And we're on a two-week holiday. We're about a week into it, and we spent the night in Inverness, and we're now beginning to head our way up the coast and hoping to spend the night maybe in Meat Cove area. So it's a very beautiful territory out here. I've never been here in my life, and it's the first time for me. My wife's been here with her family, but it's very beautiful, and we're certainly enjoying it. And thankful to be here this morning as well. And thankful for the invitation to share a few words. And Pierre asked me to share a few words of testimony with you. So I'll go way back to when I was born. Into a family, we are six siblings. And my father is a pastor slash missionary. And when I was born, he was working for Bell Canada at the time. And he was feeling the Lord's tug on his heart to go into the full-time ministry. And so my earliest recollections are in his seminary days. We lived in Philadelphia and later in Michigan while he was studying. And from there, all across Ontario, a number of different churches, and grew up in a Christian home. And so right from a young age, really heard of the Lord's grace and goodness to us through what Jesus has done on the cross. And from a young age, was taught that I could confess my sins to the Lord and encouraged by my parents to follow Jesus. And so from a young age, really the Lord has been my Savior. But at each stage of your life, you kind of have to make decisions about trusting the Lord and following the Lord. So I certainly remember key points in my life when I was in grade 4. I was attending for 2 years. Someone gave us some money. My parents could put us to People's Church Christian School in Toronto. And in one of the chapels there, I remember the speaker saying, have you trusted the Lord as your Savior? And that was the first time in my life that I really thought, I've never consciously done that, and I need to do that. And I did so at that time. And but it's a walk, isn't it? It's a walk with the Lord. And as a song that we sang, learning to lean on the Lord. And it's, again and again, you feel like you have to relearn that as you keep going. It's not just an initial leaning and initial trusting and everything's good. It's a lifelong process. I turned 40 this year, and still learning to lean as well. Certainly in my late high school, early university years as well, challenges of faith. I went to University of Toronto. Most of my friends were not Christian. Many were of different religions. And many would say to me, the ones who were atheists would say, you're intelligent. Why are you believing Jesus? Why are you believing the Bible? You're a man of science. You don't need to believe any of that religious stuff. You don't need a crutch to get through life. And had to wrestle through many of those kind of things. I had friends who were Buddhist, friends who were Muslim, Hindu, and Sikh religions. And what many of them said was, it's great that you're following your path to God. We're following our path to God, and all paths are equal. And so I really had to struggle through that. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me. So can we all follow our own paths and get to God, or is Jesus the path to God? And I had to learn that Jesus is the path to God. And when I was finished at University of Toronto, I took a year of seminary at Toronto Baptist Seminary, and that's where I met Francine. And one day after class, she stood up and said, I'm beginning a work in West Toronto Baptist with the street kids, and we're going to start a club called Teen Rap. She said, was anybody interested in helping me with that? And the Lord placed that on my heart, and I said I was willing and interested, and walked alongside Francine for a number of years in that ministry that she was involved with. My wife and I started dating in those years, and my wife also helped out for until the years that we got married. And once we were married, we moved out of Toronto area towards London, Ontario for a number of years where I taught high school. So we kind of moved out of helping along Francine, but kept in contact with her through all these years. And in fact, on the way over here, we had hoped to meet up for coffee in Truro. She was waiting at one Tim Hortons in Bible Camp. We were waiting at another Bible Hill, I should say. She was at one and we were at another, and they didn't have a lot of time and we didn't have a lot of time, and we missed each other, so that was a shame. I taught high school for many years. Taught high school for 12 years, most of those years in Toronto, and taught in a school that was a Christian school, but anybody could come to that school, no matter what faith or background you were from, with the understanding that everything would be taught from a Christian point of view. About 80% of my students were from the Sikh religion or from the Hindu religion, and so that was a very interesting number of years for myself, and a real blessing as well to teach there. While I was there, the opportunity opened up for us to take a year to work with a mission organization in Guatemala. So in the year 2008, we moved to Guatemala for a year with our children, and they were placed in a local school in our little town that we lived in. It was a very interesting experience for them. They didn't speak any Spanish at the time, and I did. My wife didn't speak any either, so it was a real challenge for the family because of the language barrier. Actually, it was a double language barrier because they spoke Spanish in the town, but most people spoke a dialect as well. So it was a sort of a double language barrier for most people. But coming out of that, a number of churches in the Niagara area had started a ministry that I had been involved with in my summer holidays as a teacher. In Ontario especially, there are thousands and thousands of mostly Mexican migrant workers. It's a program with the Canadian government. It's a legal program, and they come to work in our fields and greenhouses. And I know in Nova Scotia there are some, and in PEI there are some as well. And they're in a very large concentration in the Niagara area, so many thousands of them that come. And these churches had asked me way back in my summer holidays when I was teaching to come and teach ESL and to start some church services on Sundays for these migrant workers. So ESL, English as a second language. So Tuesday nights we teach English classes. Sunday nights we do a church service. And once a month in the summer months we host a barbecue and give a gospel presentation, play some soccer and things like that. So coming out of Guatemala, those churches said, well, if you've been doing this in your summer holidays, would you consider doing this as full-time ministry? And we felt the Lord placing that across our hearts. So for the past 5 years, we've been working in full-time ministry with mainly Mexicans, also some Guatemalans and Hondurans who come into Ontario. And most of them leave their families for 8 to 10 months at a time and come up here. And very, very difficult. So I go around to all these farms. There may be two workers on a farm. There may be 150 workers on a farm. And you can just imagine talking about addictions, talking about lifestyle choices and patterns, especially when your wife and your children are far from you and you live in isolation. The Lord brings many thousands of people through our doors of our church in the course of a year. A week ago yesterday, we held a barbecue soccer game. We had about 250 men and women come out to that. We had church last Sunday night, maybe about 120 people coming out to that. And it's a revolving door. We have many people coming through, many people leaving. But the wonderful thing is the truth of Jesus. And we have an opportunity, often for a limited time, to speak of who Jesus is, what Jesus offers us. And a week ago on Saturday, the Lord placed a message on my heart which talked just about changes in life. And I think all of us, there's a lot of things we like to hold on to. We don't always do so well with change. You know, for these men and women who leave their families behind, they leave behind even, you know, births of their children, birthdays of their children, graduations. Some of them aren't even there when their parents pass away back home. They can't make the trip back even for the funeral of their parents. Change is hard for all of us. But the message of Jesus is that one day there will be a place for his followers where there is no more change, where he gives us a new heaven and a new earth, where he gives us new bodies that don't get old and they don't get weary, and there's no more aches and pains. And best of all, we get to be with him, right? Where there is no more change. And that's for Christ followers. And I love the Lord. I'm thankful for the blessings he's given me in my life, my wonderful wife, my five children. learning to lean on him. Yes, I have now two teenagers, and learning to lean on him as we raise them, with the ministry the Lord has placed in our life, learning to lean on him for the grace and the strength for that. And we were talking with Francine and saying, you know, where is your brother? We didn't even know where she lived in Nova Scotia, didn't know exactly where you were. And when she heard we were out in this area for today, she said, you should come here and worship with this body of Christ followers. And we're thankful to be here today. It's a blessing to be in your warmth and in your love. And I would love to encourage you in your ministry, Pierre, and for the rest of you as well in your walk with the Lord. May you love him with all of your heart, and may he be your joy. Thank you for these words.
Thank you, brother. That's much appreciated. And how are you supported in the ministry that you're doing?
There are basically, there's three churches in that area that do all my financial support.
Wow.
Volunteers, because all of these people who come out, they need to be picked up and brought back. So there's hundreds of volunteers involved in probably about 10 area churches. Yeah. So there's a lot of people involved in the ministry. It's not really just
wonderful. Thanks, brother. It's good.